Welcome to Landscape Smart, presented by Radiman Stone and Landscape Company. Call now with all of your landscaping, lawn, and garden questions at 923-1450, toll-free 1-888-900-1450, or airtime free on your U.S. cellular phone at #1450.
Hey, Fives of News Time, 8:12, we kick off a brand new season of Landscape Smart, brought to you by Radiman Stone and Landscape Company. Lines are open, 923-1450, 1-888-900-1450. If you got any questions, give a holler. If by some chance you happen to get cut off, it's not that we're hanging up on you. We got one line that's got a problem with our line purveyor. Let's put it that way. So if you get hung up on, it's not intentional. We're not hanging up on you. But Ron Radiman's here. Good morning, Ron. Welcome back to a new year.
Well, we survived another winter.
Huh? We did.
Mm-hmm.
We did. It wasn't a bad one.
No, it went by pretty quick. You know, it was so nice all the way through December and the early part of January. Then the cold weather hit. But we've suffered through way worse, and we're not out of the woods yet.
No,
it's still March,
that's
but
true.
But we're over the hump, I think.
Absolutely. And Master Gardener Patty's with us. Good morning again, Patty.
Good morning.
Good to see you again.
Yep.
And right off the bat, we've got a caller, so let's hit the phones before we go into anything else.
All sounds right. Like a great idea.
Thanks for calling. You're on the air.
Yeah, good morning. I have blue spruce trees, and the bottom quarter to third of them are starting to all die off for the last couple of years. Is there something I can do to revive those, or are they dead for good?
Well, with the wet years we've had the last four out of the last five, whatever you want to call it, you know, the funguses have just kind of really taken off, and of course it's showing up on blue spruce primarily. And what we're kind of finding is, you know, if the trees aren't too bad and they aren't too big, you can still spray them with a fungicide and treat them. But if it's really infested into the tree bad, then, you know, it might be best just to move on. How large are these trees?
Pretty large. They're like 25 years old. So.
Uh-huh. So maybe around 30 feet tall, something like
yeah,
that.
30, yeah, 35 feet, something like that.
Uh-huh. You know, I guess it's kind of one of those, you could take a shot at it, you know, spray it with a fungicide, and the time to do that is coming up real quick, and either you can pick up the product at Radiman's or you can have someone professionally do it. And, you know, if it's a larger tree, it might be better to have it professionally done, because if you can knock that fungus down and we get a little more of a hot, dry summer instead of a wet, humid summer, we're probably going to get the humidity, but hopefully it's a little bit drier. But that's why you're seeing it coming up from the bottom, because there's moisture on the grass. There's a, you know, when it rains, it's just wet there, and that's where those funguses are kind of proliferating, and then they're moving up the tree. So
would it help to prune out the ones that are pretty badly infected?
If they're so bad or it's dead, yes, just trim. It's a good point, Patty. Get those right out of there, trim them out of there, burn it if you can. Yeah. And that improves the air circulation too, and lets a little more light in there, and you know, when the wind blows it,
yeah,
it keeps, you know, it helps, you know. And those are kind of you got to get a little bit lucky with the weather, and then if you can, you know, like Patty said, trim that out of there, the infested part out of there.
And if several are planted close together, that's not helping matters either.
Well, and that's a good point, too. You could even, you know, if sometimes it works best, you know, if you can take out every other one, you know, sometimes that doesn't work because they're so close together yeah. that their branches are kind of intertangled, and then you take one out and you got what's left doesn't look the best either.
Yeah.
So, right.
When's a good time to trim them out, though?
You could do that anytime now.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, trim them out at, you know, any time now, and then it's a little early to spray that fungicide, but it's not too early to pick some up and get ready. And then, because you're going to want to do a couple, two or three or four different applications on it.
You know. You got to wait till it's reliably in at least 50 out?
Yeah, it's a little early yet right now. You know, the short answer to that would be maybe waiting until, you know, mid-April, later in April.
Mm-hmm. Sounds good. Thank you very much.
All right, thanks for the call. 923-1450. Lines are open for you.
And we're going to get that call 100 times over the over the next few months, you know, because that is, I mean, you can't hardly drive around town, you know, whether you're, you know, it showed up first in town, but now it's, we're seeing it even, you know, out in the suburbs, out in, you know, Lemira, Brownsville, St. Peter, you know, Malone, out that way, out those ways too, so... Yeah, it's just, you know.
The Black Hills spruce isn't doing much better now, is it?
Well, the Colorado spruce is the worst.
Yeah.
The white spruce, which is indigenous to Wisconsin, and the Black Hills spruce, which is a variety of white spruce that comes from more the western part of the range of white spruce out in the Black Hills, those aren't as susceptible as the Colorado spruce are. And but, you know, we're starting to see it in some of them too. A better choice now would probably be, you know, if you've got a problem in your yard, I wouldn't plant more blue spruce.
No.
You know, take those out, and then some of a good species that would be, if you like that bluish green cast of spruce, try Serbian spruce.
What's the hardiness zone for that?
They're fine here.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, and they've got a little bit of a bluish-green cast, and they're a little more open, a little narrower growing than a blue spruce, but they're not susceptible to that, to the different funguses that the blue spruce are. And hopefully, you know, we get back on track with Black Hills, too. You know, I wouldn't stop planting a blue spruce at this point in time, because I think we're just in a little bit of a rut, so to speak, with the, you know, in the you know, once we kind of get through this, we should be okay, you know, with Black Hills spruce and white spruce.
Hope we don't lose too many of them. They're so pretty.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All righty. Well, we're waiting for another call. Talk about Radiman's.
Well, Radiman's isn't open yet today. We're not sure if we're open next Saturday or not yet either. We talked about it yesterday, and with Easter, but, you know, we're open Monday through Friday for sure until 4 o'clock. So yeah, we're kind of still in spring in mind, but winter mode yet for the hours at Radiman's. It's just, you know, if we're not busy, well, then we rest up on Saturdays because it's a long summer.
Yeah, no kidding, huh?
So, you know, it, you know, we'll be open Saturdays though, you know, for sure, starting, we're not sure if yet next week, but Monday through Friday for now. So,
all righty. Some of the lines are open. 923-1450, 1-888-900-1450. Going to take our first break. We will be right back with Landscape Smart.
Do you check your Google search results regularly? You should. People often get their first impression of you or your business online. Negative comments on the internet can impact your life and your livelihood. Take control of your online reputation. Get your free reputation report card at reputationdefender.com. It may reveal negative posts from an ex-employee, upset patient or client, news article, legal issue, or even exposed personal information right there in your Google search results. Uncover what's lurking on the internet about you with reputationdefender.com's patented scan and get your free reputation report card. or for immediate assistance with your reputation, call 800-401-6681. Our cutting-edge technology helps make your Google search results look their best. Call 800-401-6681. That's 800-401-6681. 800-401-6681. Or take the free scan at ReputationDefender.com.
What makes a judge a judge? Andrew Christensen knows.
Justice isn't about legislating from the bench. It's about the law, applying the facts of each case.
Career prosecutor Andrew Christensen knows the law and the court. An experienced DA and former Fond du Lac County assistant DA, Christensen secured justice for families and put criminals behind bars.
And I'm the only candidate running who's prosecuted a criminal case.
Andrew Christensen helped found the Fond du Lac County Drug Court, protecting the public and holding offenders accountable without the expense of prison terms. Now Christensen's running to be our circuit court judge to continue keeping Fond du Lac families safe.
I'm a Fond du Lac County native. I've been a DA and your assistant DA. I'm endorsed by local law enforcement. And here's one more fact. I'm Andrew Christensen, and I'd be honored to have your vote on April 6th.
Andrew Christensen for Circuit Court Judge.
Paid for by Christensen for Judge.
Hi, break time?
I know you.
I'm Cologuard, a prescription colon cancer screening option for people 45 plus at average risk. It seems like you take care of yourself.
I do. I play tennis. Try to eat well.
What about screening for colon cancer?
Not yet.
Don't wait. Colon cancer is more treatable when it's caught in early stages.
Tell me more.
Cologuard is non-invasive and is used at home. It detects altered DNA in your stool to find 92% of colon cancers.
92%?
Yep, even those in early stages.
This was seen in a clinical study with patients 50 and older. Any positive result should be followed by a diagnostic colonoscopy. False positive and negative results may occur. Cologuard is not a replacement for colonoscopy in high-risk patients. Do not use if you have had adenomas, have inflammatory bowel disease and certain hereditary syndromes, or a personal or family history of colon cancer.
Most insured patients pay $0. Ask your provider or an online prescriber if Cologuard is right for you, or visit requestcologuard.com.
I'm on it.
Excellent.
Lines are open if you have a question. This is Landscape Smart, brought to you by Radiman Stone and Landscape Company. Ron's here, Patty's here, and you're there. And pick up the phone if you got a question. Nice to get the season kicked off.
Yeah. We're going to kick off the garden season. We're going to have our plant sale for the Master Gardeners.
That's right. It's back on again.
It's back on.
When is it?
May 15th.
Where is it?
At the Cow Palace.
Ah, nice.
And we're going to have an indoor shopping area and an outdoor drive-up for those that don't feel like, you know, coming in the building because of the regulations and things. We have to keep, at this point, we have to keep the attendance inside the building to what is recommended. And, but you can drive up all day, and we're going to have order sheets where you can write down what you'd like, and then we'll go in and pick those out and bring them to your car.
Well, that makes it easy.
Yeah.
That might be easier than the way it used to be.
Might be.
Yeah, but it's so much fun going in there. I mean, before there were COVID regulations.
Right.
Ran into all kinds of people, you know.
Well, and, you know, it, there's always times when it's busier or not, so you can, you know, if you get there at well, just like anything else, get there early and get inside and do your and move on through and
What time will that start?
It's going to start at 9 a.m.
Okay, and then so that week I'll leave the show a half hour early and you guys can finish up and I'm going to head down there.
get ahead of the crowd.
Yeah, I'll show you which buttons to push. 923-1450 lines are open. But it's a great source for plant material.
Yeah, there's we start quite a bit of the vegetables ourselves, and we do bring in some wholesale plants from a reputable nursery, and you know sell them for anybody that's looking for perennials and annuals. We're going to have a bunch of those, and hopefully we're going to add hanging baskets this year because that was a request. So we're going to add some hanging baskets.
Mm-hmm.
And then the Master Gardeners are going to have a little bit of a shop for garden garden art and little succulent houseplant dishes and things like that. And
neat.
Yeah.
Neat. We're going to see you there too, probably.
I'll be there. Yeah, I always try to. It can get busy, but I can usually at least sail through, and I like to stop in and see see all of our gardener friends.
You bet.
Whether they're master gardeners or or amateur gardeners, they're all there.
Yeah. You can't become proficient at gardening unless you do it.
Exactly. So. And many people that take the Master Gardener class, I don't know enough about gardening to become a Master Gardener. Well, yes, you do. Everybody has enough knowledge to become a Master Gardener.
It depends where your area of expertise actually lies, and that's why, you know, I'm here and I have a Master Gardener here with me because, you know, when you get to, obviously I understand and know the landscaping part of it and the trees and all that, but when it comes to the vegetables,
You're better at eating them.
I'm better at eating them. I enjoy them in a whole different way, sure. Yeah. You know, and I actually even had a call, so you have to give the helpline out, because I had a call this week from a gal that had questions on tomatoes, and I says, I can't really help you.
Well,
and I says, well, call on Saturday. I says, you know, somebody will be here. I didn't know we had the tomato expert, Patty, here. But, so maybe you could give the helpline number.
Well, actually, we don't have it set up yet.
Oh.
We're in the process.
Okay.
Because the Master Gardeners didn't have their helpline last year. And then the system all got redone, so now we got to set it all back up.
So
Extension so office is all I can tell you.
So she's going to have to call.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's going to have to call. So if you're listening, you're going to have to call and ask Patty. So just pick up the phone and say, I'm the one that had the question on the tomatoes.
There you go.
Somebody else called this week about, I don't know what it was, and she said the girl that works at the extension office sent me a message, and she said, should I just have them call the radio on Saturday? And I said, yeah.
Absolutely. Speaking of which, 923-1450, and lines are open. We're getting into the end of March this week, upcoming, and into April. When do we start considering our step one on our lawns, the crabgrass preventer?
Well, you can pretty much do that any time now.
Really?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah, as long as, once the ground isn't frozen, and we've got a couple weeks yet, so you don't have to rush out and get it done over the weekend, but it's time to start shopping, get it in place and work on it. Yeah, so you want to get that step one down before the weeds and the crabgrass starts to germinate. So that, you know, it you aren't really seeing any green yet, but I mean the daffodils and tulips are popping. So
the tulip leaves are about 6 inches tall already.
So when you start seeing that, then you kind of know that it's getting pretty close. Mm-hmm.
And the daylilies are popped out already, and the rhubarb is popping out already.
I should go look. I didn't look. Yeah,
it's
that's
a good
exciting.
Time to get your dormant oil sprayed right now. You know, that's, you want to do that when the temperatures are like below freezing at night and starting to, you know, get up into the 50s during the day, and that's what we're in the middle of right now. So it'd be if you've got fruit trees or anything else with scale insects, things like that.
What about gypsy moth? Does that prevent any gypsy moth from latching onto your trees and stuff?
That's a good question.
Yeah, because I had some last year. And I saw when the moths started hatching, I saw them all flying around. And then I looked on my silver maples, and they, in the fall, they had laid their eggs on my silver maples. And I found a whole bunch, and I'm going, oh, my God.
Well, and, you know, I would think that would be a good a good deterrent to them. You know, I guess it's just one of those things I've never really, you know,
I'll have to research that.
Yeah, we're gonna have to. We'll get that.
Yeah,
we'll get that figured out for you. Or you know, maybe one of our, you know, if any of our listeners have tried it, then that might help too. But I've never, you know, I don't really, you know, we haven't really had a lot of gypsy moth problems. I mean, it's been around for 20 years, but we haven't really seen a lot of it lately. So it's kind of one of those.
This last summer was the first summer that I really saw a lot of them.
All righty. We got a caller. Good morning. You're on the air.
Yeah, good morning. This is Jack.
Morning, Jack.
I've got an apple tree, and I'm going to cut it down because it's an old tree, but it's been a good tree, and I got a lot of apples off it. But I can grow a new apple tree off of that tree, right?
Well, it'd be probably best to plant a new one than to try and get that one to grow. You know, I mean, that or just, why do you want to cut it down?
Well, it's just kind of girly looking right now. It needs to be cut down. It's starting to die on me, and I'm just going to cut it down. And I just thought, rather than plant a new one, that I know there's some way you could probably make a new one grow, but wasn't sure.
Well, apples are all, you know, they're grafted. So once you saw it down and you get sprouts or shoots coming up, you're going to get just the old rootstock there, and it's probably not going to be a desirable apple. And, you know, there's so many good new varieties of apple that are more disease resistant and fungus resistant and things like that.
I don't want a good new apple. I want my good Golden Delicious.
Well, there's plenty of those out there.
Well, and you can still find those. They're readily available too. You know, and some, and that's, I mean, we still.
Okay, so you think I should just cut it down and then buy a new tree and plant it?
Yeah, you're not going to really be able to make, you know, unless you trim, you have to leave at least part of what you have there. If you're going to try and retain the tree, you can't just, I don't know exactly what, you can't graft onto it or anything like that.
Not a big root system like that.
Okay. No. All right, thanks.
All righty, thanks for the call. Good luck. 923-1450. Lines are open for you.
I had my ginormous old apple tree grafted about 6 years ago, and the new one, I told them that the old one gets too big. Please put it on dwarfed rootstock, but I don't know if that really worked. It's like already 12 feet tall, so I don't know.
Well, those, like the ones that are dwarf or semi-dwarf, which is the most common in Wisconsin, because most people have at least enough yard for a semi-dwarf, they'll grow pretty fast up to, you know, 12 or 14 foot, and then they kind of slow down and start spreading out a little bit more.
Okay.
And
okay.
So hopefully, but, you know, apple trees are just like, you know, maple trees. Some grow taller, some grow wider than others. You know, they're not all shaped the same.
Okay. I pruned a bunch out, so we'll see.
We had a caller, but they hung up. So hopefully they'll call back. 923-1450.
Well,
they did. Let's take that call right away. Good morning. You're on the air.
Hello?
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 Yeah, you need to turn your radio down.
Can you discuss peach trees in this area? We had a peach tree 1 year. They were delicious. 1 year, that's all they lasted.
Well, and peach trees are what I would call very borderline hardy. Mm-hmm. And that doesn't mean you can't plant them. You may have the right location. But for us, I mean, we've tried growing peaches and some of the varieties of sweet cherry out at the nursery, and it doesn't work. No. You know, they might make it 3 years, and then we have a harsh winter. We might make it 5 years. They just don't make it 10 years. You know, at least we've never had them make it 10 years. Now, that doesn't mean if you have a, you know, if you're in in town, and I don't mean necessarily Fond du Lac, you can be kind of in town or more protected. Mm-hmm. Let's just say you have some larger white pine or larger spruce trees where you have a little bit of a sheltered area in your yard where, you know, then you could take a stab at it and see if you can get them to work. But if you're out in a brand new subdivision, I can tell you it's not going to work. You know, even
what do you
the
mean
ones
by a sheltered area?
Well, just, you know, if you have like your house is on one side and you've got larger
protected from the northwest wind.
Right, protected, you know, yeah. from the winter winds. Mm-hmm. Because what'll happen is they don't always die. It's even more frustrating is you just end up with damage. Mm-hmm. And so half of the tree or part of the tree, or there'll be damage to the trunk, and then, you know, you have to, you know, kind of have the right spot, and then, you know, mulch them, put bark mulch around them, that helps. But you just can't, you know, if it gets down to, you know, 15 below or 20 below or, you know, 30 below, it can be 10 below with wind chill, you know, with a 20-mile-an-hour wind, and then it just, you know, they just won't make it.
Right.
So you can...
What kind of fruit would be good? Plums? Plums
and pears. And apples.
Yeah, pears, plums, apples, and like sour cherries, like a Door County cherry, those will do okay. And, you know, most of them, like the plums and the pears, they don't really require much for fungicides or sprays either, or the cherries don't either. It's the apples, some of the varieties of apples are the ones that need the sprays. And there's some new varieties that you can almost get by without spraying too. Some of the new varieties of apples, you know, they're especially...
Where do you find them? Because we've had a lot of troubles with bugs.
Yeah, well, you know, if, like, are you from the Fond du Lac area?
Out in the country.
Yeah, okay. Well, you know, we get calls from all over these days. So, I mean, around here, probably Stewart's is probably going to be your best for, and I'll have to talk to Stewart and Paul to make sure they have apple trees.
Yeah.
Or what varieties they actually have before I start answering that question. But if they don't have them, they should have them.
They should, yes.
So if they're listening and you don't have them, you got to give me a call and we'll work it out for you. But yeah, I would try Stewart's. And then just, you know, some of these newer varieties. And I'll tell you, Honeycrisp is one of the toughest ones to grow. They are... You know, that's the one everybody asks for, but it's one that is really a difficult tree to grow to get good apples. But some of the newer varieties that, you know, that Zestar is a good one, and that's similar to Honeycrisp. And some of the new ones that came out of the University of Minnesota breeding program they're good. So I have to get my... I'll bring that information with me. I got to touch my mind back up and get into apple trees here. I'm still in winter mode.
Yeah.
But I'll give you some good choices come next Saturday. I just got to kind of dig through my notes because we're growing some at the nursery now that we haven't sprayed them or done anything, and they get good apples on them without spraying. So that's, you know, and at the same time, you know, we still do grow, you know, Honeycrisp and Macintosh and Cortland's and some of the old favorites, but some of these new ones are exciting.
Yeah.
So.
What would you recommend for an organic farm?
For a variety of apple?
A variety of fruit trees.
Well, I would, I mean, you could do... Most of the, like, even if you're out in the, country like that where you don't have a lot of other contamination, let's just say, from neighbors, you could do cherries, pears, and plums. They seldom need spraying.
Right. I never sprayed mine. And I don't spray my apples either, but I don't have that many.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and like Patty, she's kind of out in the country, and and that's kind of, you know, where you end up with more problems is a lot of times is they come in from adjoining property owners. Right. So, you know, if you happen to have, you know, farm fields all around, it's easier to do than if you got to, you know, you're trying to keep because you can't control what's going on on
next
adjoining
door neighbor.
Property. Mm-hmm.
But so. Yeah, they're all good, and you don't have to spray them, and just go to any place local, and they'll have the varieties that grow here.
And I'll dig out my information on these apples. Like I said, some of these we've been growing them now for 3 or 4 years, so I haven't really started selling them yet, so I can't quite.
Yeah.
Once we start selling them, I know more about them than when we first start, because I always like to. But now, you know, we're having good luck with them, so I would definitely encourage, you know, and I'll get that list and I'll bring it along with me next Saturday. So you got to tune in next Saturday again.
Thank you.
Sure.
All right, thanks for the call. Mm-hmm. We need to move into break two.
Wow, zipping right by here. Well, Radiman's not open today, not yet on Saturdays. We are open Monday through Friday, and you can give us a call at 920-922-7612 or stop on out. We're just 3 miles south of Fond du Lac, just off of Highway 41. You exit County B to the east.
Got a caller on hold. Be right back.
Are you thinking about seeking employment, or do you know someone who is? If you have strong communication skills and are looking for a place that will value your attention to detail, analytical abilities, organizational skills, or your ability to deliver excellent customer service, this message could benefit you. National Exchange Bank and Trust is hiring full and part-time positions. Go to the careers page of nebat.com, learn more about joining our team, and apply online. National Exchange Bank and Trust is an equal opportunity employer. Member FDIC.
I'm Laura Levy, and I'm running for Fond du Lac County Circuit Court Judge to keep our families safe and to improve the quality of life for all in our community. I have the experience, and perhaps more importantly, the resolve and grit necessary to make the tough decisions and to hold people accountable. I am committed to enforcing the law fairly and justly. I promise to work every day to earn your trust and confidence as I serve our county as Circuit Court Judge. Vote Laura Levy on April 6th. Paid for by Levy for Judge.
Spring is near. Get ready to be wowed by the possibilities during the all-new Tri-County Home and Landscape Expo, presented by Midwest Overhead Door and Rainier Garage Doors, the weekend of March 26th, 27th, and 28th at the Fond du Lac County Fairgrounds. Bring your ideas and talk to the experts in home building, remodeling, landscaping, and more. Don't procrastinate. Book the pros before it's too late at the Tri-County Home and Landscape Expo, March 26th, 27th, and 28th. Find the details at tricountywiexpo.com.
923-1450, 1-888-900-1450. We are back. This is Landscape Smart, brought to you by Radiman Stone and Landscape Company. We got the caller on hold. Let's go to the phones. Good morning.
Good morning. I have a question on ground bees. We had a whole bunch of them that were emptying our bird feeders. Now they went away when we had the rain overnight. Will they be back again once the weather warms up?
I'm pretty sure they will. They might not be in exactly the same places, but that's something that if they like your yard, they're going to be back.
Do you
and
want
there's nothing
them
you
back?
Can really do except not put the feeder out. Huh?
Well,
are you finding their? Do you know where their nest?
I couldn't find their nest or anything. No, uh-huh. And the people that do our yard work and stuff, or that spray for bugs around the house and that.
Yeah.
She had said that now they don't sting you or anything, but come fall, they get really aggressive.
Oh.
But they were on our tube feeders, and I look out, and all of the feed is falling to the ground, and what the heck? And all these bees are in there just shoveling it right out.
What kind of feed was in the feeder?
A no waste that we got from the Audubon Society from Fond du Lac.
Ooh, the expensive stuff.
Uh-huh. She was saying that they hibernate over the winter.
Well, and I'm sure they do.
Mm-hmm.
And then they come out and they're looking for moisture.
Yeah.
And they're hungry.
Yeah. Well.
Well, or maybe they just, you know, when as spring kind of starts to spring, then, you know, sometimes there's other options as, you know, when the ground is still frozen or there aren't other things, you know, so maybe they've moved on too.
So they come to your feeders because of what? The feed? The bird feed?
She said they must have smelled something that was sweet.
Oh. Well.
You know, because the other feeders, they left alone. It was the no-waste feeder that, and we've been putting that out all winter long for the last few years already. We have been using that stuff, and this is the first time that happened. They did it to the feeder that was in the back of the yard and the front of the yard.
Well, I don't know how you can prevent them from coming and doing that unless you remove the feeder.
Yeah, you take it down for a little bit. That's what she was telling us.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Right, and then they move on.
Because she figured they'd only be around for a couple of weeks.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
That's the only thing you can do, really.
Okay. Yeah, and then when my husband, when it was empty, my husband was going to fill it, and he cleaned it out for it. He had 17 dead ones that were inside one feeder.
Oh, my goodness. They must really love it.
They overate.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's what you'd probably need to do, and when they move on and find their nest place some better place than yours, then you can put it back out.
Okay, because she said in the fall they get really aggressive because then they're looking for a place for the queen to go and lay all of her eggs.
Yeah, you don't want to give them that.
No. I didn't know if there was something that you could, you know, do in the meantime to keep them from coming back.
No. If you remove that, that's why they come.
Okay.
Yeah, they're looking for a food source, so I guess if you can eliminate that part of it, then you know.
But then the birdies don't get food.
Right.
Oh, they can just eat the normal stuff for a few weeks and then give it back to them.
Well, okay, at this time of year, it's not quite so bad. It's,
right.
You know, if you do that in the winter, it sure wouldn't be good for them. But
yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
They'll get by.
Okay, then.
Okay.
All right, thanks for the call and good luck. I don't have any feeders out, and I get these ground bees. Those are little black things.
Yeah, they're more black than yellow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're all over where we got tulips planted. I don't have any feed out. They just like our dirt.
They do.
Apparently. Must be eating at the neighbors.
Right. Whatever's there.
Something's good. Something draws them there. I don't know what it is. Had them last 3 years.
A cozy, nesty place.
Apparently. Short break.
All right. Well, we'll take a short break. Radiman's not open yet on Saturdays. We are open Monday through Friday until 4 o'clock. Just 3 miles south of Fond du Lac. Just exit off Highway 41 onto County B.
We are hiring. As an award-winning heating and cooling company, AirTech Heating knows how important comfort is to your family. So we treat our team members and customers like family too. Together we make houses feel like homes. As we continue to grow, we're always looking for dedicated HVAC professionals to join our amazing team. We value experience and enthusiasm, honesty and integrity. We have full-time positions available for installers and service techs with opportunity for growth, ongoing training, and career advancement. Apply today at airtech911.com.
I'm Laura Levy, and I'm running for Fond du Lac County Circuit Court Judge to keep our families safe and to improve the quality of life for all in our community. I have the experience, and perhaps more importantly, the resolve and grit necessary to make the tough decisions and to hold people accountable. I am committed to enforcing the law fairly and justly. I promise to work every day to earn your trust and confidence as I serve our county as Circuit Court Judge. Vote Laura Levy on April 6th. Paid for by Levy for Judge.
The IRS doesn't mess around. If they want your money, they'll take it. They can take your paycheck and bank accounts too, even threaten your home or business. Don't take on the IRS alone. If you owe back taxes, the smartest thing you can do is call Optima Tax Relief. The experts at Optima specialize in a powerful IRS tax assistance program called the Fresh Start Initiative. And their clients that qualify are saving thousands, even tens of thousands. One call starts the process to stop the demand letters, stop aggressive collection actions, and stop the IRS from targeting you. But don't delay. It's important to act now while you still have options. Optima is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau. Optima has already resolved over $1 billion of tax debt for their clients. Get your life back. For tax help you need, for tax help you can trust, call Optima now for your free consultation.
Call 800-343-6460. 800-343-6460. 800-343-6460.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
KFIZ News Time, 8:52. Final couple minutes of this week's edition of Landscape Smart. Lines are open, 923-1450. Looks like somebody was calling in, but hung up or whatever. Give a call. Lines are open. We've got Ron here. We've got Patty here. And here's our caller. Good morning.
Hello.
Yeah.
Hi, go ahead.
Yes. See, I got an apple tree, smaller apple tree, probably an inch across. And I believe the rabbits chewed the bark off.
Ooh, that's not
probably
good.
Probably 2 feet up on
is,
it.
Is it all the way around?
Yeah.
Oh, boy. Yep. It's not going
to
live.
And smart buggers, they got it all chewed off. That's... Is there any way to save it, or is it pretty much going to die?
It's going to die.
Yeah, they're probably not. I guess I wouldn't give up on it completely yet. Sometimes they don't get, they take the outer bark off without getting down to the cambium, and it may or may not make it. It's like Patty said, it's probably a goner, but yeah. I wouldn't go out and
don't cut it down.
Don't
yet.
Cut it down quite yet. And you kind of, and you know, sometimes there's enough energy in there where it'll leaf out.
It will.
This year.
Yeah, but that's not.
But it doesn't. But it's got to be able to, you know, push that, you know, push the sap down and bring the sap back up again even next year. So, you know, you won't even know until probably next. Well, if it's doesn't have any leaves this year, you know it's
then
for sure
know.
A goner. But even if it has leaves this year, it may not make it through next year yet. So
yeah.
There's no tree wrap or anything you can put on there right now?
No, there's really nothing you could really do.
I mean, before it starts greening up more.
No.
Okay.
There's no.
Alrighty.
You could bridge graft.
Yeah, bridge graft some bark, but you'd have to take it off the same tree, wouldn't you?
Well, no. Right. You could use any apples. Any apple would work for that. If you know you.
Has anybody ever tried that? That sounds like it might work.
Well, it would. It would work, but you'd have to be. You know, you have to kind of know what you're doing, or, you know, I don't know, you can try it. It's a lot of work. It's probably easier to dig a hole and plant a new one.
Yes, I think so.
But, yeah, that's, you know, and if you, now you could go online and, you know, just look up bridge grafting, and it's interesting if nothing else. What you're basically doing is grafting a
like a skin graft.
Yeah, you're putting a twig, you know, and you'd probably want to do three or four of them on each side.
Yeah.
Or, you know, one on each side, so three or four of them, because otherwise if you just do one.
Yeah, that's not going
to
be enough.
Then you'd have a potential for it to break off, you know, once you got apples on that side, it would break the tree off. So, you know, that's the other problem. You not only have to, it has to survive the weather, it has to survive the fruit production. So,
yeah. So it's a lot of stress.
So there's a lot that can go wrong, even if you can get the bridge grafting to work. So, but yeah, that's really your only option for trying to salvage that particular tree. What kind of variety of apple is it?
I'm not even sure. I believe it was a Macintosh, and there was a Golden Delicious, and there was only two out of the six trees that somebody tore the rabbits or whatever, they actually tore the tree guards right off.
Oh, my goodness.
They pulled I had the tree guards on with tie straps, and they chewed them off and tore the tree guards right off, and they chewed the bark off of two of the trees.
Oh, my goodness.
Must have been the variety they liked, I guess.
Really determined.
Well,
we'll see what happens.
The best thing to do when you plant a young fruit tree like is to keep the rabbits, just get some hardware cloth and wrap it around loosely, and they won't go through that. You'll have, and you can leave it on for a couple years, and it's lets air through and gets them through that really tender stage when they're that young.
Yeah, once the bark gets rougher, you're okay, but for those first few years, you definitely, you know, unless you're out on an island, you need some type of protection.
You do. Rabbits, mm-hmm. That's their candy.
Mm-hmm. They're very fond still of burning bushes, too, I might add.
It doesn't make sense unless you like pruning to plant a burning bush.
I got two that are going to be pulled out.
Yeah.
Because there's no bark left at all.
No.
Yeah, there's certain, you have to, you almost have to protect burning bush.
Yep, you do.
If you have any, you know, in rabbits, they need cover. So, you know, if you don't have any other, you know, trees in your yard, you can get away with burning bush. But, you know, if they don't have cover, they'll stay away. But they have, once they get there, boy, you're in trouble.
All they need is nighttime. Yeah. That's good enough.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And as high as the snow goes, that's where it gets pruned.
And my guess is we're going to have more in our yard because yesterday I saw two of them just hippity-hopping around.
Oh, boy.
You could take it from there, but...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, we can't say anything bad about rabbits.
Well, I don't like them ones.
You like you're in the cage domestic, yes. Almost. That's yes. That you raise, yeah.
They make good fertilizer.
I got a yard full this year. I'm hoping that it really helps things grow. Mm. It's the Patty method of fertilizing. So, alrighty, Reiterman's hours. Not Saturday yet, but maybe a week or two.
Yeah. Well, we're trying to decide if we're open next Saturday yet. We'll know soon. So you can either give us a call next Thursday or Friday. We'll have it figured out on Monday, actually. But so anyway, Monday through Friday for now until 4:00. Stop on out. Give us a call. You know, we're starting to set up deliveries now. We have bark mulch, the shredded dirt. We've got some leftover shredded dirt. It's not the best yet, not as good as the new stuff will be, but we can get you by if you need it.
There you go.
So anyway, 922-7612.
Easy enough. Call. Our thanks to Patty.
And don't forget about the Master Gardener plant sale, May 15th.
May 15th. Mark it on your calendar. It's a place you want to be. Mm-hmm. And we will see you down the road, Patty, and Ron will see you next week.
We'll be here.
All right. Okay. So will we with another edition of Landscape Smart on News Talk 1450, KFIZ Fond du Lac. Jerry Schneider next. It's 9:00.